Having a teen feels like having your own live-in influencer. Somehow you know the latest makeup trend and the fact that skinny jeans are not the most flattering pants. Now it's time for you to show them what's up, thanks to Domino's. From April 22nd through April 28th, carry out as many large two-topping pizzas from Domino's as you want for only $6.99 each. And teach your kiddo that saving money and Domino's pizza will never go out of style. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 422 through 428. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. You probably know me from TV, or maybe you read my best-selling book and tried one of my amazing cocktails, or maybe you saw me on Broadway. What I can say is following dreams is kind of my thing. But of all the things I'm lucky enough to get to do, the thing that I get asked about the most are my shoes. What's my secret? DSW. DSW is the best place to get all the shoes you need from brands you love. Trust me, I'm obsessed. In fact, I love DSW so much, I've teamed up with them to create a collection of shoes from must-have sandals to super cool sneakers that are guaranteed to get compliments. Because if I've learned anything, it's that if you've got big dreams to follow, you're gonna need some really great shoes. Find the shoes of your dreams when you shop my new collection now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
We're back. It's a distraction. I'm Drew. That's Roth. How you doing, Roth?
Feeling good, man. How are you doing?
Oh, oh, oh. Merry Christmas. Oh, 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 oh.
Damn, it's that's festive.
It's our last distraction of the year of 2021, and it's Christmas distraction and a New Year's distraction and an all-purpose holiday distraction. And if it's the holiday time, you know what time it is, Roth.
Yes, late
December.
You
ready December. For it? You ready? It's time because it's time for Hitters. Yeah!
Oh, wow. You still sound great, man. I know you've been through a lot. You put your voice through a lot, but that sounded fucking fantastic.
That's right. That's right. I do scales to get it right. Last week, we published the Williams Sonoma's Hater's Guide, which means every year we do a supplemental podcast to the guide, in which we play a little game, a little crazy little baby game, in which Roth must guess the price of certain objects I did not mention in the post and other objects that are in the catalog. So are you ready to guess the prices?
I am, but I'd like to address something before we get started.
Yes.
Because you're too modest to bring it up. The peppermint bark in this year's Williams-Sonoma catalog, which you featured, as you always feature, in your post.
Yes.
You can get it personalized with the name of the recipient of that lovely and tasteful gift. And as the Williams-Sonoma catalog's example of how one might do that, the name that they chose was Drew.
That's right. That's
Are you
right.
still pretending that that was not a coded message to you? Because every single person on staff knows that that's them tipping their cap back.
I showed it to my wife, and my wife was like, well, a lot of people are named Drew. I was like, are you fucking shitting me, woman?
That's terrible.
I was like, let me have my fucking ego, because that's for me. That's my
In some ways, it's good that that's what wives are for, you know, is to do the occasional chin check when I'm like, I'm the greatest writer in the world. And she's like, your fly's open. Like, that's important to me that there's somebody around to do that.
It is.
That said, they could have picked any name, and they picked your name. I got to feel like this is just them thanking you for a decade of work. Building up their brand.
Yeah, they sent me potato gloves once. They know who the fuck I am.
What are potato gloves?
Potato gloves are you put them on and you scrub the potatoes with the gloves. Like if you want to get the dirt and grime off the potatoes because you eat the skin, mm-hmm. you use the potato gloves to get the dirt out of the nooks and crannies. They work.
Yeah. I guess the price them. Of those, are they $22?
Yeah, they were. I think they were like $15-$20. But
right,
let's
good.
Start.
Cool.
So this is... The gold monogram mug. Glam up your coffee, cocoa, or tea with our Art Deco mug, personalized by hand with a sleek initial in shimmering real gold. Made of double porcelain, not single porcelain, double porcelain. It's a capital idea for nearly everyone on your gift list. Roth, what does the gold monogram mug cost? What is the price of it?
What is, well, what we're really trying to figure out here is what is the cost of glamming up your coffee or cocoa?
Yeah.
You know, like, that's like, what are you willing to pay above and beyond the normal level of glamour that you get on your coffee and cocoa? Which for me, given that I enjoy them every day while wearing jorts and sitting on my couch, this is a pretty significant upgrade, it sounds like. I'm going to guess that this mug costs $25.
You are actually, you've nearly doubled it. It is $12.95.
Oh,
we started
very modest.
And
they made it sound, I feel like you're paying for the deco, you're paying for the gold leaf. I assumed there was some gold leaf involved.
Yeah. I think gold leaf is kind of worthless. When it tells you it's real gold, like they'll put real gold on like M&Ms. And
yes.
Like, you know, it doesn't
matter. I remember as a kid when Topps started, that was like the first moment that they tried to do like a version of their cards that was different than the one version that was in every pack. They would slap some gold leaf or gold foil on them for parallels. Ooh. And I remember opening a pack and finding like it was, I think if I'm remembering right, it was Joe Sluzarski, who is a relief pitcher on the A's. And I remember holding it in my hand as like an 11-year-old and being like, "You're rich, buddy. Like, this is it."
Yeah. I always like, wanted to get like the garbage pail kid that like nobody else had. And I thought like that would make me rich.
Never. Turns out I was wrong about that. But yes, this was basically like, I think I was drastically overestimating how much gold was worth.
I've written about it a little bit, but this was the year I became a coffee guy like Peter King and I got my wife an espresso for Christmas. And I can say that because she opened like the pods when they came from Walmart before I could wrap them. And I was like, shit.
Oh,
so
man.
The surprise is all ruined. And now I'm like, I'm looking forward to her opening that so that I can make myself some bitchin' coffee from the Nespresso machine. And when we were talking about cups, because we wanted to get some more cups, like I started to have very specific like ideas for what I want out of a coffee cup, which seems bad.
Me through this? What would that even be?
Like I had one at Howard's. Howard had an espresso, and when I was up in New York, and he made me one, like a decaf one night, and I was like, this is fucking amazing. And he gave it to me in a cup that was sort of wide and low and flat, like a traditional coffee mug, like, you know, a mug.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, oh, it's so much more elegant out of this sort of
I love the idea of having like a refined enough palate that you notice the difference for that. They do that with a lot of wine glasses. And the idea of just like having a bunch of them and somebody pouring themselves a glass in the wrong, a glass of wine in the wrong glass, you're like, no, that's for Barolo. Like, I can't imagine being that guy and being refined enough to notice a difference, but it's something to aspire to.
I have patches of dead taste buds on my tongue.
But yeah.
Coffee is the one thing I can taste. So, or like one of the things that I can taste in full. So when I taste the coffee, I'm like, oh, like I get nuances. It's almost like I have my old tongue back. So that's why I kind of like it. And then
did you ever drink it as a younger person?
Never. I hated the taste. I hated coffee people. And I still kind of do, even though I am one. And I realized that, like, I figured out that, like, the secret to coffee is that it's, like, for pleasure. Like, if you're drinking it functionally to wake up, it's not, like, and I do, but it's not, I'm not particularly getting anything out of that exchange. But if I have a little afternoon cup of Joe, that's just me. And Howard said once, and he said to me while I was drinking coffee, he's like, I had my little morning coffee, and that lets me know that everything's going to be okay. And I like thinking about coffee that way instead of, oh, if I don't have my coffee, I'm going to be all bitchy.
Yeah, right. Getting the vibes of a Kathy cartoon script.
Yeah, horrible. Williams-Sonoma hot chocolate stir sticks. Make the ultimate hot chocolate with our magical stir sticks. The penguin and Santa feature premium milk chocolate and marshmallows, while the white chocolate snowman is decked out with milk chocolate and peppermint candies. How much you get, it's a set of three, including one of each design. How much are these hot chocolate stir sticks, Roth?
So you use these to stir your hot cocoa, and they imbue it with the essence of the chocolate and marshmallow stuff that's on them?
They are the hot chocolate. So you get a cup of hot milk, you stir it, and it melts off the stick and makes your hot chocolate.
Wow. That doesn't sound like the best way to make hot chocolate to me. But All right, that sounds just impractical enough and single use enough that I feel like the three items, let's say, are $12 altogether.
You're actually, now this time you're too low, $16.95.
Oh man, I don't think I've ever gotten one of these right. I remember the wrongest I was the champagne saber the first time I tried to do it.
I don't think you knew what a saber was.
I knew what it was. I remember Marchman was the other guy on there. And I remember I was like, well, that's a sword. That has to be like $10,000. Like, how much is a sword? Like, and it was like $45. And I think Marchman was well over too. But
I think it'd be cool to be a billionaire if you had an armory, if you became a sword guy. Like, I can see that. Because that was like, whenever my parents took me to the art museum when I was a kid, I didn't want to see any paintings. I just wanted to see all the bitchin' halberds. Like that was my jam. I definitely wanted that.
That was same for me. Just sort of returning over and over again to the arms and armor wing of the Met as a child. Nothing new was happening there. It was just like a suit that some gouty guy wore when he got killed on a battlefield in like 1217.
So cool, man.
Still pretty gratifying.
It's like, chainmail. I'd love to wear chainmail. That'd be awesome. And like, meanwhile, if you had to wear it in real life, you'd get like a rash in 50 seconds.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like Buzz Bissinger can do it, but you have to like train really hard to get there.
The Williams-Sonoma Tour de France gift crate. Experience a taste of French haute cuisine with our meticulously curated array of Epicurean specialties. We partnered with Epicurean culinary experts to select the finest offerings, including fruitwood smoked salmon, triple cream brie, pork pâté, as well as authentic French blinis and caviar. The items arrive in a reusable wooden crate. I love crates. Wrapped and ready for giving. How much? Now, this has nothing to do with bicycling. It's just called the Tour de France crate because it has French shit in it. How much?
It's a culinary tour of France.
Yeah. So you got a crate. It's got a little bit of caviar, some crackers, some salmon, and some brie and pâté. How much does that cost, Roth?
There was in the story, in the guide that you did this year, there was another thing that was in a crate, but it was, like, pretty humble. It was, like, cheddars and crackers or something like that, right?
Yeah, it was the Utah cheese.
Yeah. That's a triple creme hornacek. It's actually divine. What did that cost? I'm trying to remember. I feel like that was, like, $50. You're not helping me. This was
I'm not gonna help you.
I know. All right, fine, whatever. It's easier when there's somebody.
What fun would it be? It's more fun if you're like way off anyway.
I'm gonna be way off. Well, that's good. You're gonna love this one then. Let's say that this costs $70.
You're not that far off. It is $89.95.
Wow. That's basically $10 less than Dr. Nick Riviera will do any operation for $10 more than that. But this comes with blini, so that's good.
Here we go. The Zwilling Canren 7-inch rocking Santoku knife. Now, I should say it's a rocking Santoku knife. They don't mean as in like rock and roll. They mean it like you rock, you know, you rock to chop stuff. Named for the Japanese word for connection, the Zwilling Canren collection celebrates the bond formed while cooking and eating together. How much does this high-performance carbide stainless steel blade cost, Roth?
These knives can cost a lot of money. I think I have a Santoku knife, but it's like normal. Like it was like a gift from my parents, and I think it was like $30.
Yeah, I have one of those. It comes in like the plastic wrap you can't get off, and you're like, wow, I wish I could use the knife packaged in this.
Yes. But it makes you feel it's more official that way though. You're like, somebody was definitely like they were concerned that someone other than me, who's obviously qualified to use such a knife, would get a hold of it, and so they wrapped it in impenetrable packing material.
Correct.
So this I'm gonna assume that this is a fancy knife, but not like top of the market fancy knife, because you wouldn't be buying that through a catalog around Christmas time. So let's say this is $120.
You're close. It is the most expensive knife on the page. It's $169.95. Okay. You want good knives, you're going to have to pay the premium. That's just the way it goes.
That is true. And if you're ordering your knives from the same places that you order the little sticks that you stir through hot milk to turn it into hot cocoa, then this is probably your best choice.
Hey, would you like to do? Let's move on to the. I left one Harry Potter Le Creuset item.
I hated them so much. This one looked like an owl. Really made me mad.
Oh, the pie bird, the fucking pie bird, which I think is like the inverse of pie weights. Like I've heard of pie weights where you put them on the pie so that it doesn't get too puffy or something like that. I don't know.
The pie bird was weird. I had never heard of such an item, and it seemed. So can we just tell the listeners, if they're not familiar with it, what that is? Because it's a thing you stick into a pie.
Yeah, I had to go to an explainer, like at a different site, to figure out what the fuck a pie bird is. And like, you stick it in the middle of the pie to keep like the crust up, but also some of them can whistle when the pie is done. Like, I can just look at a pie and know it's fucking done, right?
I don't want to hear any sounds coming out of my oven. I don't want to hear a whistle, a screech, anything.
Well, if you don't like whistling, screeching things, unfortunately, we're on to the Le Creuset Harry Potter Hogwarts Express tea kettle, which, of course, lets out a very, very high-pitched whistle if a trans person comes near you, because it'd be very, very scary to J.K. Rowling. So the magic of cooking, the wonder of a world filled with possibilities, the joy and creativity of two iconic brands, Le Creuset and Harry Potter, present a cookware collection that transforms ordinary dishes into magical ones. Wands at the ready. How much is the Hogwarts Express tea kettle, Roth?
The magical thing that's being that has been made out of a normal thing is, this is what you boil water in.
That's right.
It's made by Le Creuset, though. This is a Le Creuset kettle.
It's made by Le Creuset. Good quality product.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and double the estimate of what I think it should cost. But it's just a kettle. Let's say $40.
What'd you say?
$40.
It is $115.
Don't care for that in the least. That's totally ridiculous.
Oh, if you don't like that, then we've
Does it make a sound, a specific sound? Is it like, Harry, when your tea is ready?
That would be funny if it was like, your tea's ready, Harry. Or it goes, it's coming home.
It really is coming home now.
Stainless steel cocktail picks, set of six. Skewer olives, cherries, melons, and other cocktail garnishes with our elegant cocktail picks. Each pick is unique, making it easy for guests to identify their beverages.
Wow.
Set of six picks, sharp picks for skewering cocktail garnishes in style. How much is a set of six stainless steel cocktail picks worth to you? Or how much does it cost?
This is what it's worth to me is a great deal.
Yes, what's worth to you is like $2. But
yes, but when I have people over for martini parties, so I do fairly often because I live in 1953. I like to make sure that everybody knows which glass is there. So an identifiable, distinctive cocktail pick is necessary. This is one of those Williams Sonoma things that could be like $8 or could be like $68. And it's very difficult for me to even guess. So you said you got six picks.
Right.
And they're
no
just
two are alike.
Every single one within the set.
I mean, in the world, you know.
No, in the world, they're all different. Yeah, no, every single one of them is different. Incredible craftsmanship. All right. Let's say that this is like, because there's nothing, these aren't like co-branded with like Wolverine or anything.
Right? No.
All right. This is
no Star Wars or any of that shit.
All right. Say these are $15.
Yeah, you're very close. $16.95.
Good. Cool. That feels good.
Very impressive.
Honestly, that seems like it would be a nice thing to have. Like, I always like when you get a cocktail at, like, a restaurant, and they, you know, get, like, a twist or some shit on it, but they bother to do a little bit of business on it.
Yeah.
I always appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the guy who, like, ever since I was a kid, like, you put some fucking fruit in my drink, I'm eating the fruit.
Yeah.
Like, I'll take the orange slice, and I'll, like, rip it off, and there'll be, like, still some of the flesh left, and then I'll put the peel back in the drink.
Yep.
And like mush it in the
bottom. You're wasting the oils. Why are you going to waste those oils?
Essential zest oils. The Craft House by Fortessa Cocktail Smoking Box. Charles Jolie, world champion bartender and creator of Craft House Cocktails, has teamed up with Fortessa to design a line of bar tools celebrating the bold spirit of handcrafted cocktails. So this is a smoking box for infusing cocktails and foods with savory, smoky flavor. Includes handheld smoker with smoking wood chips. How much is a cocktail smoking box? And for the record, it looks stainless steel, and it's got like a glass door, and it sort of looks like something that I would have to open when I'm playing like The Room 2 to get a clue.
Yeah, no, this sounds exciting. This is like the sort of drinks that you can get at like what's the place in Apiary in Chicago? Where it's like the whole drink is served inside of an ice cube, and they give you a slingshot, and you break the ice cube with the slingshot, and then
your
drink falls out.
Oh, I've heard of that.
It's cool.
That's not Alinea. That's the other place.
It's the same guy. It's the same owner.
Grant
Achatz.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool. I went there with a friend for it was like their bachelor party weekend in Chicago, and it was great, but I was like sick all weekend. So I remember going to that place and being like, you're not going to, like, not drink three of these cocktails. Like, you kind of have to do it. But it was strange.
Oh,
I, like,
fuck yeah. I would.
Yeah, but I was using, you know, whatever, 10% of my brain and palate, but I was able to notice it. This sounds like a cool thing to have. I can't imagine having a big enough home to justify owning it. Like, you would have to live in a, like, a space station or, like, a decommissioned Walmart to justify having this.
You'd have to have, like, you'd have to have a literal bar in your home.
Yes.
Which I, like, I was once, I was definitely, like, a aspiring man cave haver at one point. And I definitely was, like, a bar in the basement and stuff, but we don't have a bar in the basement.
Yeah.
We have a cabinet.
But I think it was, like, common enough that, like, houses would have bars. Like, I know I had, like, friends who had, like, pretty normal, you know, suburban homes growing up, but there was just, like, clearly a bar had been put in by the previous owner in the basement, and sometimes it would just be, like, kind of a rinky-dink thing with a mirror behind it, but I thought that was the coolest shit in the world.
Yeah, yeah, awesome. But it was so what's this cost?
All right, $180 bucks.
$299.95 for this guy.
I, so you got I thought really that I was like... going high, but, like, you can always, it turns out if it comes with its own smoking chips...
All right, one more before we take a break. We have another kettle. This one's an electric one, though. The Breville Variable Temperature Lux Kettle. Red velvet. Red velvet. Whether you're making a pot of specialty tea or brewing coffee in a French press, this kettle heats the water to the ideal temperature for extracting the fullest flavor. With five temperature levels to bring out the optimal taste and quality of your favorite beverage, the kettle has settings for black, green, white, and oolong tea, as well as French press coffee. How much would this electric kettle cost, Roth?
There's different settings for different teas, like different temperatures of water that you want for different tea experiences.
You know, I like tea, but I'm not like, and everyone who's like really into tea like swears by electric kettles, especially the British, and I'm not like, I know that you pour the tea before the water's just come to a boil, not when it's at a roiling boil. I know nothing else.
And I only know that because of Eddie Izzard's bit in
That is exactly, 11. That's exactly how I know.
And I thought that was a joke, because he's playing this incredibly fussy guy, and he's like, don't bring the water to a boil, don't burn it, or something like that. Like, he's got, like, some incredibly fuss budget way of doing it.
But I totally believed it. I was like, yeah, that sounds right. It sounds the way
good to know that you and I are both getting our tea information from the same source. A possible joke in an 18-year-old Steven Soderbergh movie. Let's say this costs $30.
This is $199.95.
Hell yes. It's not worth doing unless I'm going to miss one by like 90%.
Fantastic. All right, let's take a break and come back and do some more hating when we get back.
Having a teen feels like having your own live-in influencer. Somehow you know the latest makeup trend and the fact that skinny jeans are not the most flattering pants. Now it's time for you to show them what's up, thanks to Domino's. From April 22nd through April 28th, carry out as many large two-topping pizzas from Domino's as you want for only $6.99 each. And teach your kiddo that saving money and Domino's pizza will never go out of style. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited-time offer. Valid 422 through 428. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
We're back. We're back hating the Williams-Sonoma's Haters Guide. And Roth is guessing the prices of a few extra items in the catalog that we didn't get around to roasting in print. So your next item, Roth, is a set of 12 Galaxy Sticky Buns. Experience the enticing aroma and irresistible flavor of just-baked sticky buns. From French pastry chef Jean-Yves Charon, ours are prepared from scratch using his signature recipe and a buttery croissant dough. I'll be honest, these look fucking really good. But how much is a set of a dozen mailed to your home?
I'm never good at these because I don't I like think I know what the price of a fancy sticky bun is at the bakery. I definitely do. I know what it is at the one that we go to.
Like at the Le Pain Quotidien?
No, we go to a place called Ore Washers on 78th Street. That's like, I remember my grandma taking me there as a kid. It's like a couple of the, my neighborhood is basically just like 80-year-old Hungarian ladies when I moved here. And like a few of the places that were like that have been like sort of reimagined by the younger generations of the families that own them. That's and then all the rest of them are Chipotles now. But this, so figure if I paid $4.75 for a sticky bun there, so I'm paying that 12 times, so 5 times 12, 60. And then to get it delivered to your house, plus the Williams-Sonoma credibility markup, let's say that this is $80.
You went too far. It's hilariously overpriced at $44.95, but it's okay. Not that hilariously
so what,
overpriced.
That's they're correct. Sent to you, like, tell me what you're getting, because you're not getting a hot, fresh-baked sticky bun in, like, you're not open a box and pull it out of that. Like, you bake them yourself? Do you have to
it says,
put stuff on them yourself?
You let them rise overnight and then bake. It's not like, you ever get the croissants from Trader Joe's that are the same way? They're in the freezer, you take them out, you proof them overnight, and then you bake them in the morning, and they are, like, fresh.
That sounds cool. Like,
they're good.
Yeah, I've not
they're really
that.
Fucking good. Like, yeah. There's I can't argue with them. This is a Williams-Sonoma Gingerbread Boy Maple Syrup. Our perky gingerbread boy will brighten up your holiday breakfast table as well as your pancakes. This gingerbread boy-shaped bottle is filled with grade-A pure Vermont maple syrup, which has the taste and texture that cannot be matched. What does a gingerbread boy-shaped bottle of maple syrup fetch from the Williams-Sonoma catalog?
Stop saying gingerbread boy for a minute. That's okay. Just
run as fast as you can. You can't catch me.
You're the gingerbread man. Sure, that's fine. I don't care for the boy.
The
part.
Boy.
So it's just a thing full of syrup. It's
yeah,
ornamental.
It's just a bottle of fucking syrup.
But syrup can be expensive.
It can.
Let's say this is $15.
It's $24.95, and okay. I picked this one specifically to complain about shaped honey and syrup jars. Like, just put it in a fucking normal container. Like,
yeah.
I don't need the fucking bear. Honey gets trapped in, like, the bear's nose and stuff. It's not efficient.
And that's not, like, the way that you want to think about it. I think they're cute. I believe we have a honey bear in our home. I'll probably use it later today when I have some tea served at precisely 111 degrees.
Yes.
But I do think that the idea of, like, squeezing it at the end and being like, there's honey stuck in your fucking toes. Like, oh, I hate you.
Yeah.
Like, that's not the experience you're looking for with that. Like, it's nice to have, but, like, you should be able to then buy it like that and then offload it into just a normal little bowl you get stuff out of.
Yeah, because, like, syrup and honey are already sort of a pain in the ass to dispense. Like, syrup, yeah. It gets all over the place. Like, it fuses the goddamn cap to the bottle. So, like, if you, like, don't open it for, like, 5 days, then all of a sudden it's a test of strength to get it open the next time around. This is the Breville Grind Control Coffee Maker. Say good morning to the first household coffee maker that combines a precision burr grinder with an intuitive calibration function. It automatically ensures water is heated to the optimal temperature, then doses the correct amount of perfectly ground coffee for your selected brew size and strength. This really grinds my burrs. What is the Breville Grind Control Coffee Maker? What does that cost, Roth?
The brew dosing lifestyle. This is a good Williams-Sonoma thing. And I've learned to appreciate these over the years of getting my ass kicked by them on the podcast. In that this is so high tech that I don't actually know what you're talking about. This grinds and makes a single cup of coffee for you.
Yeah. No. There is a carafe, so it looks like it makes a pot of coffee.
All right. It still sounds extremely complicated.
Oh, look. It says automatically grinds and brews directly into a coffee cup, travel mug, or the machine's 12-cup thermal carafe. So you can have it any way you want.
Okay. 12-cup thermal carafe is what Dave McKenna calls the hours between 8 and 11 a.m.
Oh, so, hey now!
That's right. We love to make our jokes about how much Dave McKenna loves his coffee. let's say that, because the other Breville thing was, like, preposterously expensive. Let's say this is $199.99.
It is $299.95. So you're only off by $100. That's pretty.
I simply cannot make my brain get all the way around the idea of something costing that much that does this.
You know what's funny is that every year I make fun of, like, there's always the most expensive coffee maker in the catalog. And it's always like fucking like $6,000 or something like
that. Yes.
And inevitably, One reader, because all our readers are wealthy lawyers, one reader would be like, actually, I have it, and Drew, it's fantastic. You wouldn't complain about it. And I'm like, motherfucker, that's not the point of the catalog. Yeah. You're supposed to.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that they're good, like, but it is, it, I mean, the gag is that it's like they are charging you extra because it, like, speaks back to you in Ben Affleck's voice. Like, they've, like, built this technology into it that makes it do that.
This is the Shun Premier 10-piece knife set. Wow. The Shun Premier collection is distinguished by hand-hammered tsushime blades, not tsushimi, tsushime blades, and walnut-hued pekka-wood handles that evoke the artistry of traditional hand-forged knives. Handcrafted in Japan, the razor-sharp blades are expertly sharpened for superior performance and agile handling. Set of 10 knives. You get the block, too. Poultry shears and a sharpener.
So these are different types of kitchen knives. It's not like steak knives or anything.
No. Yeah, kitchen knives for like real deal, no bullshit. I'm a chef now cooking knives.
Yeah, I think I have a Shun knife. They're expensive. Like this should be $1,200.
You're very close. $1,099.95. You're over by 100, but you were pretty close.
You know what? I'd be willing to pay a little bit extra. It comes with poultry shears. Who doesn't like to have that? Taking the scissors to a chicken? That's the dream right there.
My wife is half German, and in Germany, giving knives to people is bad luck. Like if you do it as like a wedding gift or something like that. Presumably, you might. I don't know. Like couples might stab each other to death or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I mean, I guess I sort of understand it, but you know, it's a pretty useful wedding gift.
Right. We did get a knife block for our wedding, and we haven't killed each other with those knives yet. So
you made it pretty far too. I mean, you got kids.
We did. We did indeed. All right. Before I have to ask you for this next one, Roth, do you know what a charger is?
Oh, I think I do.
A phone charger.
No, I think I do. It's a piece of furniture, right?
I mean, no, it's a piece of diningware. It's the plate. If you go at a restaurant, sometimes there's a plate sitting in front of you that's empty, and they'll remove it, and then they'll put like your plate of food down. Or they will put the plate of food on top of it. That is a charger. It's almost
like an ornamental thing.
That's right. It's kind of like the placemat of plates. Anyway, this is a braided glass charger, red, just one. Make any meal a celebration with our stunning glass charger. Crafted of hand-painted glass, it features a gold-accented border that resembles braided wheat. Because who doesn't want that? Hand-painted glass with gold tone accents. Textural pattern recreates beauty of braided wheat. Features silver plating on the bottom. How much is one of these chargers?
Note, plate is not for eating. Do not eat off plate. Unsafe to eat off plate.
Yeah.
This could be any price. Because it is so frivolous that you could charge. Like, there's no reason to have it. And therefore, there's no reason to pay less for it. Let's say this costs $30.
It costs $20, $19.95.
Okay.
So you're getting these pretty good.
I'm within the margin of error, but it's like 50% wrong. But it is like I'm better than I've been in the past. Like this is making the old champagne saber Davy look like a total idiot.
Yeah, it's actually unfortunate that you're so right to make it for a bet. Well, I'll have to record the podcast again, and you'll have to be like, it costs 50 cents. Can't be more than that. And you'll just be wrong.
Why would you even have a thing that makes tea with different temperatures for different types of tea? I don't understand that.
We got two more items: the Let It Snow holiday cake, decorated like a winter wonderland. This cake creates a captivating centerpiece for seasonal celebrations. It's handcrafted by artisan bakers with four alternating tiers of moist chocolate cake and golden butter cake layered with fluffy chocolate cream and cream cheese filling. Covered in blue and white frosting, the decadent dessert is finished with a buttercream evergreen frost, frosted snowflakes, and golden candy pearls. 6 inches in diameter, 4 inches in height. That's a very tall cake.
Yes.
4 pounds, a four fucking pound cake. How much is the Let It Snow holiday cake?
This is where I could actually get it very wrong, because I don't know what it would cost to get a fancy cake. Like, even our wedding cake was like, Kate's aunt just made it. Like, it wasn't the sort of thing where we had to pay for it.
That's nice.
Yeah, she had a bakery. Like, it was like, you know, but she didn't charge us anything for it.
You ever get a bad wedding cake where it's like they forgot to put like sugar in the frosting and you're like, what the fuck is this? Like, oh.
That's what happens. The more like elaborate or like vertical they become, the more it's just like eating some sort of like packing material.
They didn't give a fuck about how it tastes. It was just like, how will this look when we wheel it out? And then it tastes like absolute shit. Anyway,
right, but they the more important thing is that it have like four tiers, each of them depicting different stages of the romance that is being like celebrated there. This could
also
be
I should tell you.
Yes.
Yeah, I should tell you that it sure seems to me that it's covered in a fondant, but I can't guarantee that.
Okay.
I don't know if the fondant factor
I feel like
is important.
Once you get to the point where your cake is 4 pounds, you can charge pretty much anything you want for it. Is this $50?
It is $80. It's $79.95. That is so now we are now at our final item. Are you ready for the final item to hate?
Yes, very much so. Is it another Harry Potter thing?
It's the Unikaru 16 pizza oven. There's always a fucking pizza oven. This one's a pizza oven. Switch between fuel sources to suit your favorite recipes with the latest addition to the Uni outdoor pizza oven family. The Karu 16 features precision temperature control plus enhanced insulation and visibility thanks to its improved design and hinged glass door. Cook with wood, charcoal, or gas and enjoy restaurant-quality stone-baked pizza in no time. The versatile oven also excels at cooking steak, vegetables, and seafood to elevate your backyard barbecue game for summer and beyond. How much is this goddamn pizza oven?
How big is... Because I'm picturing a jet engine. Like, how big are we talking here?
It doesn't actually give me the diameter or the specs. But
so
let me
you have
look.
A dear friend who's been on our podcast the number of times that has an outdoor pizza oven. Justin Halpern is a pizza dad.
Yeah, oh, he is a pizza guy. It's totally true.
I have never, like, even been able to comprehend a level of success that would accommodate becoming a pizza person. Like, I don't even have outdoor space of my own, like, just given where I live. But the idea of, like, just putting a pizza oven into your backyard that you can fill with charcoal and just, like, blast out New Haven pizzas at demand, like, on demand. Like, this to me should cost $10,000. Is it, does it cost, like, does it cost $1,500? It's more than that, right?
It is not. It is $799.95. And I actually, tonight's pizza night at the McGarry residence. And I make it in the oven with dough from the grocery store. And it turns out really good. And I don't, like, the idea of, like, pizza stones and pizza steels and pizza ovens, like, I think that, you know, a lot of these catalogs are trying to sell you a lot of ancillary appliances and tools that the average American home does not really have much real estate for.
Right.
So, you know, a pizza oven, the idea that, you know, I mean, I sort of like the idea that, like, I have a grotto in the back, would have a grotto in the backyard where I could put a pizza oven, but I don't have that. So.
Right. I like the, I mean, it's certainly, as aspirational purchases go, there's something very, like, this is not something that I would personally do. Although it's nice to know that I'm, like, picking up a few extra freelance assignments away from owning an outdoor pizza oven. I just don't have an outdoor to put it in. But the idea that you would, like, I would start by buying the pizza oven and then try to create a space for it. Like,
You would buy the house to accommodate the pizza oven.
Right. Like, I just want the uni to be happy here. Like, I need,
you know,
you have...
Shit like this, actually, it makes sense. Like, we talked about Halpern. He lives in Los Angeles. In Los Angeles, you can have a house with, like, a lanai and put, like, actual furniture on it, and it's fine. I don't live in that sort of area. If I put shit outside right now, it'll be covered in, like, Beltway grime and scroll shit, like, within 5 seconds. You can't do that.
As cool as I think it would be to have outdoor space of your own, especially over the last couple of years where it's just, like... Like, to have some place to, like, breathe clean air by yourself. Everybody I know that has outdoor space in New York City, it's like, they don't go there because they're like, well, the rats just have so much sex. Like, you can't, like, you don't want to have anything, you know, if they see that you're watching them, they get mad. So we just stay away from it.
It's very much a regional. If you lived in Arizona, sure, get a fucking pizza oven. But if you live anywhere in the elite media corridor of the Northeast, you're not going to really have friendly conditions.
The sacrifices we make for living the blogger lifestyle.
So that is it. That's the end of the year in podcast. Did you have a good year, Roth?
Well, no, not really. But I mean, kind of, I guess it was pretty good, I suppose. I mean, like, we're here. We made it through it. I feel like I'm still – I think I was talking to you about this when you were up here for the live podcast. Or maybe I was talking to Jasper about it. That this is around the time that my body gets used to be fired from a job – Like, that I just have, like, a muscle memory of, like, just from every previous gig that I've had. Like, this is when you get pivoted out.
Yeah, they love firing people at Christmas. They love it.
And, like, this is the time of the year where, like, Shane Smith has been convinced by somebody that, like, Vice is now, like, a snack food company. And there's just no reason to employ somebody who does what I do.
Right.
Or any of the other places that I've worked in the past. And, like, so I think while my instinct is to say, no, I didn't have a good year because, like, I've got my fucking issues, which are well documented at this point. Like, actually, yeah, like, I had a pretty fucking incredible year. Like, I'm going to be able to do all of this again next year and for as long as we want to do it.
Yeah!
Because the site's working. True. So, like, the answer to your question is yes. Would you say that you had a good year? Are you feeling all right as we say goodbye?
Yeah, I was very bullish on 2021. And, like, there were certain things I didn't enjoy or, like, didn't expect. But that's life. You're not going to get a perfect year. Like, I think... You know, Twitter has a bad habit of just saying, worst year ever. Can we get to the next year? Because that'll be better. And that's always like, motherfucker, like, yeah, the trajectory can go up for you. It's all right. It's okay. So I had a good year. I was hoping, that the book would be like number one on the bestseller list. That didn't happen, but that's okay. That's okay.
The book is so good, though, man. I mean, I hope that you're able to feel some real pride in it.
It was. I get a little bit unreasonable in my expectations for things and myself. But yes, all my family is vaccinated. We're actually going to go to New York right before Christmas, right into the belly of the beast.
I know a bunch of people that are doing this, and every single one of them has been like, it's obviously very dumb, but we made these reservations in like October, and it would be disappointing if we didn't go at this point.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll do it. Whatever. It'll be fun. I don't give a fuck. I can't. I'm too tired. I'm too excited to be jolly and say,
yeah, everybody. Who can't, I mean, if you can't enjoy making Santa Claus sounds, I mean, I've got a frosty mug or I guess, yeah, a frosty mug, a nog. I don't know. You don't serve that warm, right? You can't do that.
Well, if it's a nice low flat coffee cup that, you know, really enhances the flavor of the
Arabica. So I'm going to have a properly crafted nog carafe waiting for me at some point in the next couple of weeks. And that's something to look forward to, something to build on.
That is great. Well, I wish you and your family a happy holidays, Roth. And I wish a happy holidays, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all our listeners. And happy holidays to Brandon Nix and Corinne Wallace, our producers. Happy holidays to Daisy Rosario, our executive producer. And happy holidays to Kirk Hamilton, who composed our theme song. You can listen to ad-free episodes of The Distraction only on Stitcher Premium. Thanks to us and to Santa. You can get a free month of Stitcher Premium right now. Just go to StitcherPremium.com and use the promo code DISTRACT. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Wherever it is that you listen, go subscribe to Defector.com, too, while you're at it. And please, have a merry, merry Christmas and a happy new year. And we'll see you in 2022, everybody.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Having a teen feels like having your own live-in influencer. Somehow you know the latest makeup trend and the fact that skinny jeans are not the most flattering pants. Now it's time for you to show them what's up, thanks to Domino's. From April 22nd through April 28th, carry out as many large two-topping pizzas from Domino's as you want for only $6.99 each. And teach your kiddo that saving money and Domino's pizza will never go out of style. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 4/22 through 4/28. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.